I gotta pay my bill.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
You should just smile and blow me!
You filthy animal.
What is this, a parade?
The game is cool, but it's crazy.
In your face, Nancy Grace!
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Everybody hate who we just call them fans, though!
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
I gotta tell you, it's great not starting this podcast out in a gorilla enclosure.
You said it, my man. That was
boy,
rough.
Did we get some heat from that.
It's nice being back here in the tiny studios.
Having to kill all those gorillas did not reflect well on us.
People are still talking about that goddamn gorilla, too.
Not Joe Young.
Not Joe Young, but...
I mean, they were.
Harambe.
It's over with.
I'm pissed Harambe, off that I know his name. Ugh.
Cecil the Lion, Harambe.
I'm disgusted.
What other
with our society.
Animal are we going to lose next?
Did you see there was a leopard that escaped a zoo earlier today? I saw that the Associated Press ran with that a leopard escaped some zoo somewhere, and they were looking for it. They had to evacuate the zoo.
You know, animals
and
escape zoos
like,
all the time. If you think about it, have you ever seen Madagascar?
I have, yeah. Chris Rock is hilarious.
Penguins.
Mm.
Just saying, they had it all figured out.
They did.
That's what you got to keep an eye on.
They're smart little fuckers.
They are. They really are. And they can ride a boat. They can they can steer a boat. I didn't know that. They love islands too. They stop by on they can get sunburned.
No.
The things you learn on animated Disney
movies. Pixar
is
movies.
It Pixar, Disney.
I don't think it's Pixar. It's not good enough to be
Pixar. Disney?
Yes, I think because Pixar is Toy Story. I think Toy Story is Disney, right?
I'm no doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but
I think it could be.
What's the other one? DreamWorks?
DreamWorks,
and then there's Pixar.
That's the one with the kid fishing on the moon?
That's DreamWorks, right?
Yeah.
Yes. DreamWorks. Shrek. Starting a game. Oh, that's a new game. If we play the music of some like production company that we obviously should know, can you guess it?
Bad Robot! What is that? Lost.
Is it really?
I know that Lost was always on Bad Robot.
Oh, there you go.
That's the only other thing.
It's the only one you know. What's happening, man?
Not too much, dude. Not too
God
much.
Damn, a lot has happened in the 1 week that we have not, you know, spoken into the microphones.
Like,
I feel like...
Is there some sort of segment we could have?
There's
got
to be. If we only had a song or
like something. Like
something to set the stage with, maybe.
Oh, there it is.
Dude, you had a big weekend.
It was a pretty pretty eventful weekend.
Yeah.
We had Friday. I had the senior skip day for the Rod Ryan show that I work on, which pretty much entails us going to a bar and day drinking. Playing some games.
Yeah, I saw on YouTube y'all were smashing eggs in people's faces.
Yeah, or they were. It was egg roulette.
Yes.
Where they're all hard boiled except for one or however many there are. And then
that's not Jimmy Fallon's game, is it?
I don't know.
He does something like that.
Everybody kind of recycles games.
Yeah, sure.
And
yeah.
Like,
nobody's patting.
It's a party
games.
Game.
Sure.
It's a fun game.
Nice. So, what time did you leave work on Friday and start drinking?
Left
start
work,
your day drinking.
11:30.
Nice.
Came here to the tiny studio.
Mm-hmm.
And got my fares in order, and then I Ubered.
Your fares?
And I
like you're about to kill yourself or something. Let me get my fares.
Is that
in
what
order.
That's called? Is that,
I don't know. Just some.
Oh, I guess like when they're like your terminal.
Exactly.
Get your fares in order.
Yeah, get your fares in order. We're sentencing you to 25 years in prison. You give you 24 hours to get your fares.
Yeah,
in
I guess
order.
That was not the best
it's
way.
Very
to,
serious, Alex. Very
had
serious.
I had to come take the hound dog out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called the old Uber because I knew I was probably going to be drinking significantly.
Smart.
And I did. So I got pretty wasty-faced there.
Wasty-faced there.
As the kids would
is
say.
Is that what they're saying? Wasty-faced?
That's what they're saying these days.
Okay.
They've got two phones, and they get wasty-faced.
Gotcha.
And they're on fleek.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's lit.
Everything.
AF.
Oh, AF, yes.
It's, and there it goes 0 to 100 real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick. Wait, no, what is it? With 100. I'm keeping it 100.
Keeping it 100.
Dude, Chris, this podcast.
You gotta just remember that emoji with 100.
Which is the only reason they made it.
And then the line, yeah.
We gotta keep this podcast, we always keep 100.
I hate all these challenges. Hate them all.
What is
that? But the one that I hate the most is swag. I fucking hate that trendy word.
Swag.
Swag. I hate it. Oh,
can't stand it. How about a bit? Turn my swag on.
YOLO is another one I don't care for.
YOLO's dumb. But YOLO's like, Drake didn't invent "you only live once." Like, that's been said a lot of times. But now he's like, "you only live once, that's my motto, baby, YOLO." Mm-hmm. And you're like, what the hell, dude?
It's like Marilyn Monroe is credited with the live, laugh, love, or whatever.
It's like, oh, yeah, you were the only person that said that. You're the first. I'm sure other people have lived, laughed, and loved that weren't named Marilyn.
Or Monroe.
Or Manson, who knows?
They didn't stand over fucking... streets that had wind blowing.
They didn't
up
try and ruin the president's marriage.
Exactly. Good God.
You homewrecker. Whore.
Fucking homewrecker, that one.
You hussy.
She was hot, though. She was a fine piece of ace.
Was she hot?
Marilyn Monroe?
She had the little dot thing there.
That was sexy, dude.
I wasn't a huge fan.
That's a beauty mark. That's what they call it, a beauty mark.
I think it's a mole.
Well, yeah, but when you're hot, you call it a beauty mark. If you're ugly, you call that a mole. She had a beauty mark because she was beautiful. You don't think Marilyn Monroe's hot? And you got into me last week for saying that Jennifer Aniston wasn't all that much? Marilyn Monroe over Jennifer Aniston.
Marilyn Monroe's old,
single day.
Marilyn Monroe's old. Well, she would have been. I'm not into chicks in
she
that time period.
She was 24 or 25. Google
I'm
that
a man
shit.
Of the times.
How old was she when she died? She was not 27 or 28. She was younger than that. She was a young, hot broad, dude.
I gotta fucking Google.
Anybody who's good enough for JFK, good enough for
everybody was
CJH.
Good for JFK.
This is true.
JFK was banging pussy probably every day.
Every day.
And Jackie was pretty hot, wasn't she?
Jackie was very hot. If you get Katie Holmes to play Jackie.
Right?
Dude, she's fucking hot. Right? That's all I'm saying. Jackie was quite the looker. What, we don't have an intro right now?
I'm trying to, you know, I'm busy.
Yeah, I know, you're
I'm
multitasking.
Busy, you dick.
I just sit and talk into the microphone. Alex actually pushes buttons. He looks for stuff.
I mean,
he Googles the stuff.
Like, you know those, like, old pictures that, like... Like, no matter how hot and she was very attractive, but like, it's like, I don't know. She doesn't look like chicks do now, so I don't think.
Well, obviously, if you look at chicks from the 80s, they don't look like chicks do now, which is so weird. I was watching, what 80s movie? I was watching Neighbors with
she was 36.
Belushi. Was
she
really?
36.
Well, she was a hot 36-year-old.
1962.
Really?
When she passed.
I thought she was younger. How'd she die? Overdose?
1962. She was born June 1st, 1926.
Look at that.
1 year after the founding of the New York Football Giants.
Look at you.
Fun little fact there.
Yeah, but still, she was still smoking. And I'm not just saying that because it's Marilyn Monroe and you got to say that just because it's true. I'm surprised at you, Alex, because I said that fat model chick wasn't hot and you jumped on my ass. I said Jennifer Aniston.
I think Ashley Graham's hot.
I said Jennifer Aniston was like a 7 and he jumped all over my ass. And now you're saying.
That's dumb. Jennifer Aniston is
Marilyn Monroe.
Fine.
Yeah, I could take her or leave her. You know?
Ooh,
she has her days.
Do you think Betty White's hot?
I'm sure she was back in the day.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I know she was back in the day. If you look at old pictures of her. Oh, yes. We'll post some old pictures of Betty White from the show.
Some
page.
Nudes, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. Probably not nudes.
What
I don't
is
think
that
we're
show she does?
Nudes.
That hijinks show that off the rockers.
What?
You don't remember that show?
No.
I think they only ran it for like
Golden
a season.
Girls.
Well, obviously. But they had that show like on TV Land or one of those bullshit networks where they had just a bunch of old people pranking all these young people, and it was funny because it was Betty White pranking. Like, dude, Betty White is. You're having a conversation with Betty White. You don't know that something is up right now? You can't.
Yeah, that's.
Betty White can't, you know, punk you. Or maybe she didn't do the punking. I think she may have done Ashton Kutcher's job and just spoken into people's ears and they do the
punking.
Okay,
dude. When Ashton Kutcher came out with that was like the greatest
thing ever.
Well,
what's his name?
Did
it before him, didn't he?
Ashton Kutcher perfected
punked. What's the dude who was on Malibu's Most Wanted?
Jamie Kennedy.
He did.
And then
the
shouted
show.
At people for heckling him in the mid of documentary. Oh, yeah. Talking about how hecklers are bad, even though, like, maybe as a comic you should learn how to deal with them instead of just bitching about it and making an entire documentary that makes you look kind of like
a
pussy.
There's nothing worse than a heckler.
Okay, I
That's
get
the
it, but like,
disrespect.
But if you're
Hold
a
on,
fucking good comic, you can handle them, right?
Well, yeah, but they shouldn't have to handle them to begin with. You know what I mean?
I mean, I agree with you. I think if you're a heckler, you're a dick. But if you can't handle a heckler and you're a professional
comedian. There
are comedian.
Certain skills that a comedian has to, you know, conquer. Like, timing is
Kennedy
one of them.
Really
joking
that.
Is another one. Heckling should not be, if you're going to be a good comic, you have to know how to deal with assholes. There shouldn't be assholes. It's well, as simple as that. People,
you
got to
set a
assholes.
Standard. You put somebody down when they start heckling you. No one else does it.
Well, listen, if Louis C.K. got up on stage.
You make
stage,
a documentary bitching about it, everybody's going to heckle you every time you do stand-up.
If Louis C.K. got up on stage and somebody heckled him, he would handle that in a very professional, very funny way, right? You would expect him to. But he'd still be pissed off that he had to.
But like, he probably wouldn't go make a documentary about it.
Alex, I swear to God, you're coming out with all barrels, man. I'm so surprised at you this episode.
We're just disagreeing?
For
just
shitting all
around.
Over Marilyn Monroe, for defending the hecklers, the scum of comedy clubs. God damn you, Alex. I was in a good mood.
Well, I guess from this should be an entirely different segment.
Yes,
I've got some opinions. You might not like them. Unpopular opinions. I've got some opinions. You might not like them. Unpopular opinions.
Doing segments within segments.
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 It's a
segments
segment
on segments on segments on segments.
Segs on segs on
segs. Segs on segs on segs. Anyways, what's an unpopular opinion? A, the fact that you think Marilyn Monroe is an ugly cunt.
I think Marilyn Monroe. No, I'm not saying she was an ugly cunt. I'm just saying Marilyn Monroe. A little overrated in the looks department. I'm not saying she was ugly. But, you know, she wasn't like drop dead gorgeous like everybody makes it out to be. Like, she was not the definition of beauty, you know? And I feel like a lot of people are like,
listen, her official
title. No one was as
title,
beautiful as Marilyn Monroe.
She was like a.
No one was as beautiful as Marilyn.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying she's a fucking nine, right?
Maybe at the time.
Maybe at the time. Of course at the time. She's decomposing right now, 6 feet under our feet. Of course at the time I'm talking about. I'm not talking about 2016. I'm talking about
2016. I'm living in the here and now, Chris. You're living in the past.
I understand that. I just think of all the you know, Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley must have got up in those guts. Fuck you.
Ew.
What? Fucking JFK. I just think if they're good enough for them, they're pretty much royalty.
She has a pretty solid resume. I'll give her
she's
that.
She's got a pretty solid rack is what she's got.
Oh, really? You saw it?
No. Dolly Parton also has a nice rack. Both blondes, both beautiful, both busty. I don't love Marilyn Monroe. Like, Audrey Hepburn is probably hotter than she is. Or what's her name? Jane Mansfield. Or
I hate to say Audrey Hepburn is hot.
Audrey Hepburn is hot? Is she hotter than Marilyn?
I think so.
You just like the brunettes.
I think I do.
Think you do, too.
So, anyway.
All right, so we settled that unpopular opinion. What was the other one? What did you say? That was so outlandish. Oh, you were defending the hecklers.
I was saying, I think as a professional stand-up comedian that does that for a
regular
job.
Well, what did Jamie
Kennedy do? You should be able to handle hecklers without, like, being a little bitch and going.
I don't even know.
He made an entire. Okay, so people were heckling.
I know
so
he made the documentary.
And in the documentary, he looks like such a bitch. I mean, it's just blah, blah, blah. It's so bad. I mean,
it
I don't
is.
Like it. But then I know. But, like, you don't need to do that.
Yeah, you do.
You need to.
Well, listen, first of all, there's nothing wrong with him making money. I'm sure he made money off the situation.
And Jamie Kennedy's kind of a dick.
Why?
Just the way he comes off.
He's kind of all kind of
he's
douchey.
A little arrogant. He thinks very highly of Jamie Kennedy, and I'm not saying that he shouldn't.
Well,
but like Malibu's Most Wanted was like, was that maybe his biggest movie?
He was in, yeah, probably. I think he was in Mask 2.
Yeah, I don't count that.
I think it was, is he the Alvin and Chipmunks guy? Is he in that too? I'm naming
okay,
shit
so
movies.
Malibu's Most Wanted.
good.
So, like, that wasn't a great. It wasn't like a great movie. So man,
well,
like,
I liked it. I mean,
it was funny. Nick Swardson wrote it.
It's a funny.
Fact.
It's a funny idea.
Oh yeah, it's
like,
definitely funny.
If I had a penny for the number of movies that I think, oh, it's such a great idea, but y'all just fucked the pooch on this one. I could have made this so much better.
You probably couldn't have.
I don't know. King Kong ain't got shit. On
I got
me.
Game. Or I got Dreamcast.
Yeah, exactly. What is that?
They got GameCube and they got. Whatever it was. No,
GameCube or Dreamcast.
Yeah, I still got Gamecast.
I can't afford it.
Motherfucker, I said I got Gamecast.
That shit is funny. I like that movie. It's, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. But anyways, back to the hecklers. No reason for...
I mean, hecklers are dicks, people. And I agree with you on that. But, like, you should be able to put them down.
And he does. But you shouldn't have to put them down, is my point, is that there should be no reason for that. It's like...
Put one down, give them a viral video, and then nobody's going to fuck with you in the next one. That's what a lot of people do.
I suppose. All right, let's...
You see people try and heckle Bill Burr? You see people try and heckle Louis?
Yes, I do. Do you remember Bill Burr in Philadelphia?
Well, okay, that was a long time. That was a fucking long-ass time ago. Do you see him do it now?
No.
I mean, that's kind of...
I don't know. That's your point, is that every comedian should be heckled once so he can put them in their place, and then they'll never
have to do it. You shouldn't just whine about it. Like, just, it's part of the job. It's part of the job, Chris.
I think it's very disrespectful.
It's an annoying part of the job, and everybody's got those.
I think, like, if a comedian's been working a solid year on their act, and then they finally get up on stage, and people paid money for that act, and now you're ruining the experience for everybody in that room who paid a solid, you know, a good amount of money to see that person do that act they've been crafting, and then you just fucking shit on it, just because you're so, you know...
All right, maybe I'm just going to come out and say that. I think Jamie Kennedy's not that great of a comic.
I think if Jerry Seinfeld made the heckling documentary, you'd have no problem with it at all. I just think he hates
Jamie Because I know Jamie Jerry Kennedy. Seinfeld wouldn't do that because he wouldn't whine about it.
You just don't like Jamie Kennedy. That's what it is.
Have you seen it? Have you seen the documentary?
Yes.
Does he not come across as a whiny little baby?
You know who comes off as more of a whiny little baby if we're talking about comedy and documentaries? You see the documentary it's on Netflix. It's called Women Aren't Funny.
With Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane.
Yes, Bonnie McFarlane. I remember because I knew it, she couldn't be Seth MacFarlane's wife because she's just not funny.
But it's kind of funny though, because at the end she's like, okay.
She was such a bitch because she was not funny. And she was so not funny, right? In that documentary?
She's pretty funny now.
Fuck that cunt. I hate her. And then she had the Ace Man on, who I actually enjoy quite a bit. And she shit all over him. So that's why I don't like her.
Well, it was kind of just shitting on dudes that didn't think chicks were funny. But
I mean, people are allowed to think that a certain woman isn't funny, right?
That doesn't mean you don't think all women are funny.
Is a person not allowed to have the thought that women aren't funny? I can think that women aren't funny, just like I can think that blondes aren't
funny. No,
hot,
and
like
I agree. We can agree that both of those kind of seem a little whiny and needy that you had to put that out there.
Sure,
you know, like,
sure.
I understand that, like, yeah, hecklers are annoying. You don't need to go tell everybody about it in a documentary
this is the personal affection of me. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
And we're off track again.
And we are off track. So what did you do after the...
After the senior skip day.
Yeah.
I went to Free Press Summerfest Houston,
mm-hmm.
and it was supposed to be at Eleanor Tinsley Park,
mm-hmm.
but for the second year in a row, we flooded, because that's what Houston does now.
Yeah.
It just floods.
Just fucking floods, like, all the time.
It just rains for flooding. 6 weeks. And
for
just
40 days and 40 nights it rains.
It just floods. And so they moved it to NRG Park outside of the Astrodome, mm-hmm. and NRG Stadium. I almost said Reliant Stadium. Is it weird that people still call it Reliant Stadium?
No.
I don't feel weird at all saying that, because I still call it.
I know people that still call it Enron Field.
Enron Field. Who?
Nobody. I'm just fucking with you. But no, you know, some people do call it Enron.
I know people that call it Minute Maid the Dome.
Well, I know my dad, honest to God, he still calls, what's the preacher's name?
Joel Osteen.
He still calls just Joel Osteen's church the Summit.
Well, I mean, it is the Summit.
Well, yeah, but it's more Lakewood Church now. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Summit actually was represented very nicely on NWA Straight Outta Compton movie.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I remember
that. One scene.
Like their first concert, I think, outside of LA was in Houston. And I thought that was pretty cool. Everybody in the theater were throwing up their H's. You know what I mean?
That happens. That
does
happen.
Quite popular today, man.
Well, it's the snaps.
I hear you.
If you guys are... Not following me on the Snapchat, AJM028. We're trying to snap some past the gravy occasionally. When I was in college, that was just your college username. So anytime I needed an ID, I'm just like, and done.
Done. There you go.
It's easy. I remember it. So I went to Free Press Summerfest this past weekend. That was a lot of fun. I saw a lot of good artists. I saw Leon Bridges was my favorite of the weekend. Are you a fan of Leon Bridges? Are you familiar with Leon Bridges?
You want to play a little bit?
I could find some Leon Bridges for you.
You and I had different.
I think you'd be
music.
You're a fan of the Suffers. Leon Bridges is similar to the Suffers. I believe he's a Dallas area musician.
Horn heavy?
Well, they got some horns.
They got some horns.
It's one hell of a live show.
Is it? First time seeing him live?
Yes, I had never seen him live. Or him. And the band, I guess.
Where are they from?
I think I just said Dallas.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry.
Dick. Some old school shit,
old school.
Uh-oh, hear that horn coming?
Selling these concrete seeds.
So I saw a little bit of Leon Bridges. That was pretty pretty great. And who else did I see? I saw Bourne's on Sunday. I was not very familiar with it. I saw Ex-Ambassadors. Ex-Ambassadors is great. Saw a little bit of Gogol Bordello. Mm. They were interesting.
You were there all day?
Yeah.
So you saw pretty much everybody.
Saw Matt and Kim. Matt and Kim was off the chain good. Then White Denim is an Austin band. They're pretty solid. And they were probably after Leon Bridges were maybe my favorite set of the weekend.
Really?
Not a lot of people were there, but... They put on a pretty good show. I guess just because it's a... No, they just weren't at that particular set. But, dude, I just don't get the DJ thing, man.
What?
Just, there were DJs there all weekend, and, like, I don't get the whole...
Alex, I've been screaming that forever, man.
I know, but, like...
You're preaching to the goddamn choir.
People are fucking, like, obsessed with that shit. And they're, like, jumping up and down. Like, he's... Like, we went to one show.
He's on a fucking Macintosh. He's not...
Well, no, I mean, I know that they have to mix it together at some point,
man.
Like,
they're not talented. They're fucking hacks. They're not good.
They're not hacks. Yeah, like, they're good at what they're doing. They're good at what they do. I just don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Listen, a fucking professional video gamer is good at playing Call of Duty, but it doesn't make sense to me that they're making millions of dollars playing Call of Duty. And just like, it doesn't,
if you could make millions of dollars playing a video game, wouldn't you want to? That's pretty sick.
No, I would not want to.
You're fucking lying.
I wouldn't.
You are lying.
I mean, if
lying.
I would not set out to be a professional video gamer, is what I'm saying. If I was born with the abilities to be a professional video gamer, then obviously I would do that. But I'm not going to set out. It's not going to be my life goal to be a professional video gamer.
Right,
I don't
understand
that. Like, Pete, you're an adult. Jesus Christ.
Video games are cool, though.
They are cool. And I, listen, you're going to hear my where you've been in a second. It's very video game oriented. Because I
played some video games.
I bit the bullet.
So I also saw Modest Mouse on Saturday night. They were who I was the most excited to see. I was a little upset with their live performance. I felt like they weren't as good live as I thought that they would have been. Oh, really? And maybe they just had an off night. I don't know. Hmm. I don't know. But Leon Bridges definitely stole the show. He was on Sunday. Luis Del Mar was also who I saw Saturday. You guys are probably like, I don't fucking know who
now,
any of
these
are. Now,
were you with the people you work with?
No, I went with my girlfriend, my friend Brandon, and Diane.
So were you getting all fucked up?
Yeah, we got pretty fucked up Saturday. Yeah.
See, that's so what I want to hear about. What
I was,
fucked
I was
up
hungover on
first of all, I want to preface
Saturday
all of this conversation with
up
the fact that you were fucked up last weekend. You've been fucked up the past 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Which, and
alcohol
plus you've
has
had
not
all
been
these goddamn weddings
the
these past months, dude. I think you should just take
my liver
easy
is writing a letter to his congressman.
Yeah, and, you know, Alex is telling me, oh, I got to work out, man. I got to get healthy. I'm drinking my green
yeah,
because
I've been eating like shit.
I hear you. All right, so I see you got your backpack right
next to me. Oh,
yeah,
you got the Camelback?
With the, yeah. So that's obviously smart because you don't want to fucking pass out.
I'm actually 5 years old. I, my girlfriend and I have now gone to 5 consecutive Free Press Summerfests.
Really?
So our first one we went to, I was like, the first year you go, every year when you go to a music festival, mm-hmm, at least when I've gone to Free Press, so I went 6 years now, every year I've picked up like, oh, this is what I'll do next year. Oh, that's a good idea.
Right.
First year, just didn't take a bag or anything. And I was like, right, oh, they're carrying all their shit in that, and they can get water because they have free little fountains and everything,
sure,
so you can go fill your whole little Camelback pouch up with that, and then you just don't got to go buy water or anything or carry around a water bottle,
right,
that you got to refill, so you just suck in on that little like tip of the thing there, and that sounded really gross, but...
Sucking on that tip.
Sucking on the tip of the water,
sure,
thing.
Sure, sure.
And you can keep all your shit in your little backpack, mm-hmm, and it's not overbearing or big or anything like that,
right,
so carry all of our shit in there. Then I was also like, oh, like how else do you sneak booze into the festival?
Oh.
So then the next year, I was like hanging next to somebody, and I saw that they were using a sunscreen bottle that they had cleaned out,
mm-hmm,
emptied out, and you put booze in.
That's
it.
That's fucking genius.
Because they don't let you bring booze in, but they let you bring sunscreen in.
That's a Malcolm in the Middle trick,
and so
right there.
The next
Hal
year,
did that when they went to the water park. I remember.
Oh,
that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Next couple of years, maybe that's where they saw it from.
Maybe.
So the last couple of years,
that's
Emma and I had been doing that.
Nice.
But then this year, we found these, those, I think they were called Rum Runners or whatever. They're like the little portable flasks. They're plastic.
Mm-hmm.
They flatten, and they just kind of fill up when you put stuff in them. But we got some of those, and you just wear compression shorts under your pants, stick it in there, walk through. They don't pat you down or anything, and you got booze in the festival, so you can spend less money on beer, because beer, I think, was $11 per.
Are you fucking serious?
For a They had Texas size.
Texas size? Is that what they're calling it?
Which is just like the big ass can.
Yeah, just like the 16 ounce or whatever.
Whatever it was, yeah. And so I had a lot of those on Saturday.
Nice.
And we had three things of Fireball and killed all of it.
Jesus.
Fairly early.
Dude, I can't drink Fireball anymore.
Fireball's awesome to me. Fireball's just candy. Sick.
Yeah, but man, God, I drink that shit in high school like a motherfucker, man. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those drinks that I drink so much it just kind of makes you sick now, and I've gotten so fucked up on Fireball, and now I drink it, but I can't drink too much of that.
Yeah,
like, there's got to be a tequila or something that you just...
I can't do gin.
Really?
Can't do gin.
Why? Wow, you got fucked up on some gin?
Smells and tastes like Christmas tree to me. I got really drunk on gin in high school one time, and it was awful. My friend was working at a bar, and they were closing down, and he was like, "Hey, they're giving away this alcohol. Do you guys just show up?" So we're like, "Yeah, okay." And like, we got what was left because we kind of got there late. It's, and I remember me and my friend were just killing this gin.
It's probably some old ass fucking gin.
Gross.
From the back of the shelf.
Gross.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's why they were giving it away.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I don't know. I've never really gone back to gin after that.
Well, there you go. See, everybody's got their one.
Fireball's just easy to, like, you don't have to mix it with anything.
No.
It's pretty just like, I'm done with it. And we did that. And then we were all pretty toasty.
There you go.
And then paid the, I think it was $100 for an Uber.
What?
Because it was 4.4 times the... price because of the surcharge, because everybody and the mom price. Got out of a fucking festival at the same time.
Jesus.
So you did it, but you can split an Uber. So really, like, all, like, we were riding with four people, so it wasn't as bad. We split every ride, so I didn't really have a lot of complaints about that at all.
And plus, like, you know,
and I knew I was going to eat the cost of the festival.
Five years ago, what did people do before Uber? They fucking either relied on a taxi or they drove drunk. So, you know, paying a few extra bucks for this.
Which is so stupid why, like, now we're trying to, like, make more regulations so they can get Uber out. Because, like, oh, no.
It's not
people
us.
Aren't
Don't
getting
DDoS.
No,
it's
not
the
us,
taxi industry.
Like,
that's all pissed off that they're not getting, like, any more business.
City Hall, too, and all of
the
that.
Taxi industry is pressuring
the
City
government.
Hall.
Taxi, it's the government after our money.
Government always wants their
Because, like, but
piece
we need,
of the pie.
We get, like, 20 grand when somebody gets a DWI. How are we?
Right.
But,
well, yeah. They don't
we
come
need
out
more
say
of those.
That. You know,
but now they're all safely getting home. We need somebody to cause wrecks and do stupid things so we can give them tickets.
I can see that PSA.
If you're not happy with the security measures on Uber, then don't fucking get in an Uber. But, like, you can't take it away from somebody else. It's the dumbest thing ever.
I've driven Uber many a time, and never have I ever met a group of nicer individuals.
I'm sure there's assholes.
Well, I mean,
but, like, I don't know. Not
every
as
time
as
I get an
say.
Uber, I always, like, I instinctively just chat up my Uber.
I try to.
I do. Like, there's something about being in the back seat of that Uber where normally I wouldn't talk to a guy that I have no idea who he is or whatever. But, man, I get to know his life story, how long they've been driving Uber, how, like, most of the time they come to this country, and because they're all fucking ethnics. But, you know, most of the time.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But most of the time, you know, they've come to this country and, you know, it's just an interesting story. Like, last week when I had to Uber to the car wash to pick up my car from fucking getting detailed, which got more stories about that. Guy, he was a Muslim guy telling me how he prefers having four wives. He has four wives. And I thought that was interesting.
I mean, who wouldn't?
I mean.
Like one of them cooks. One of them cleans. One of them takes care of the kids.
That's what he was. He says.
One of them does
like
the laundry.
To have one white one. He says one Muslim and one, like, Asian broad. One chick that resembles Marilyn Monroe, because Alex is a dumbass. And
I don't think
Monroe's
he. High. I didn't even have that conversation with you yet. So there's no way he would have known that.
Saying,
there's no way he would have known.
I'm just
that,
saying. So Free Press was a good time.
Free Press was good. And then on Sunday we went, and I was like, all right, I gotta go to work very early in the morning Monday. I'm gonna try and tone it down. And then we decided I was just gonna get a little turned up really fast. So we brought coconut rum, which is just candy again. And you buy a Sprite half and half with those bad boys.
Right.
And fuck, dude.
They're good.
It was dope. But I'm trying to remember what we ate. We ate it twice because it was called Sammy's Wild Game Grill, I think. And we ate that both times. On Saturday we were standing in line at this burger line, and I was like, man, nobody's at, and, like, we all kind of looked at me like, no one's there. Like, why is no one at that place? And they were like, oh, Maybe because everybody's just scared to like try like some like wild game.
Food truck or something?
It was just like a stand kind of, but they had them all in like a row.
Right.
And so we went to there, and we went to Sammy's Wild Game Grill, and there were two people in front of us, three people in front of us. So we got our food really fast, and I got buffalo chipotle like sausage or whatever it was with onions and jalapenos and ahi pepper mayo on it. It was dope, dude. Nice. I had never had a buffalo sausage before, but it was pretty.
I've never pretty sick.
They had pheasant
sausage.
And they had duck were the other options.
Wow, so
get.
It's really like fucking roadkill.
It was a game. It was wild game.
Wild game.
Sammy's Wild Game.
I like
so
it.
So shout out to Sammy's Wild
was
Game.
Was it Cajun
grill.
Like based?
No. But it was good shit, dude. And nice. I felt very pleased with my purchase.
Do they have a location?
Purchase.
Do they have an actual?
I think they do.
Well, maybe you should look that shit up and we should check it out. Well, not now.
Not now. Sorry, well, we can go check it out for sure. Man. I would love to go back there and see what else they have.
We'll
like,
take
on
a
full
break
menu.
From crawfish or something. Who knows?
I think crawfish is done, is it?
Fuck no. Are you kidding?
I thought somebody told me that it was like the last weekend of it.
Got the whole summer.
All right.
I've eaten crawfish well into July.
Okay.
I'm just
well,
saying.
Then maybe we can. I don't, okay, whatever. We'll eat it. Right. We'll eat it at Sammy's. Maybe they have.
There you go.
They have crazy crawfish shit there. Gamey crawfish.
Mm.
Buffalo crawfish.
Buffalo. Ooh.
Pheasant crawfish.
Pheasant crawfish. I don't want to feel bad.
So Sunday, we got a little turned up early. I saw Mac Miller.
Nice.
You may be familiar with him.
I've heard of him.
He's also got that song Donald Trump, and people were yelling fuck Donald Trump during the set. That was kind of funny. We saw Bournes. I already said that. We saw Leon Bridges. And then we were waiting to see Young the Giant. When all of a sudden, it had kind of been raining on and off all weekend.
Right.
We bought ponchos. You throw some ponchos on that bitch, and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
And then it rains, and they're like, oh, there's lightning in the air. The National Weather Service has declared, blah, blah, blah. We had to evacuate.
Ugh.
And we were like, no! And I think 2 or 3 years ago, we had to evacuate at Eleanor Tinsley, and they just skipped whoever was supposed to play at that point in time that like was during the scheduled evacuation that we had, and they just moved on with the lineup.
Right.
But they didn't do that because we wanted to stay for Young the Giant, Edward Sharp, and the National that were playing the rest of the night. And I was like, it was like an hour, hour and a half, and we were kind of like, we could be here for 3 more hours. Like, I don't know what we're going to do.
Around, right?
I have to get up early. Ugh. And at one point, we were all just like, you know, fuck it, let's go. We went to Chewy's.
Nice.
Munched down at some Chewy's. So it was kind of like a win, a little bit. Like,
Chewy's
we salvaged
always,
the night, I think.
Chewy's is never a bad never a bad option.
But yeah, I had a lot of fun at Free Press this weekend.
Oh, cool, man.
And then, like, I was reading some, like, people always just shit on Free Press. Like, oh, man, we need to be more local. If they're more local, they should bring bigger bands. Like, I don't fucking know if you understand how hard it is to book artists.
Absolutely.
Does your schedule work now? What about now? How about this? We have this one date. It can't flex. We can't do this.
And plus, some people don't want to share a stage with certain people. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to get the mix and the matching.
If you don't fucking like a band, don't watch them. But like this, I don't know. There was one particular Chronicle article that I read.
Houston Chronicle?
Not by Craig Levati.
I was going to say.
The guy was just bitching about like, well, the media was, we were treated like animals and children. Blah, 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 blah.
Did you see Craig there?
Oh,
I know
my
he was
silver
there.
Spoon. But no, I did not see him there. But he was probably having way more fun than me doing Chronicle stuff. Writing
stuff.
Good articles.
Speaking of Craig, Alex, I said to you a couple weeks ago off air that I wanted to go to that place where you smash shit in Houston.
I saw he went there.
Yes, he went there, and it looks like he had a fucking blast. We still got to do that, man, because I swear to God, that place looks like so much fun, and whoever invented that place, I know the lady, or I didn't know, but we had the lady on the morning show that I work on our show, and I talked to her a little bit off the air, and she was telling me how she made that. Dude, it's such a cool concept, man. You just go into this room, and they'll give you old TVs and computer screens, and you just take a sledgehammer and smash the shit out of it.
Well, let's do that shit.
We need to do that
let's
shit,
Let's do it.
Fucking book that shit.
Jessica, set it up.
Set it up, Jessica.
Set it up, Jessica.
Come on,
pencil
Jessica.
It in.
Thank you.
Anyways. So, where were you?
Dude, my
where
weekend
you been?
Sucks balls compared to your weekend, man. But
probably.
Then again, I kind of like the kind of weekend that I had. So, let me back up. From last week, I was bitching about my car. The Ethiopian food spilled everywhere and fucking had to fumigate that shit. Not fumigate, detail it and all that. Well, I got it detailed last week when we were recording, and then, come on, are you doing the Snapchat thing again?
I am not.
Okay.
Yet.
Yet.
I will be.
So I got the car detailed last week, but I could still smell it. And they had the car for like 4 hours that day, and they took the seats out and they scrubbed the floors and all that stuff. Had to get it detailed again over the weekend on Saturday. And you asked if I want to go to Free Press, but I didn't have a car, and I was kind of trapped. So I just said, fuck it, I'm not going to do anything on Saturday. So yeah. I didn't. But anyways, earlier in the week, before the weekend, like on Thursday, I came into, don't ask me how, but I came into a gift card to Toys R Us. And I thought, what the fuck am I going to buy at Toys R Us? I don't play with toys, obviously, or board games or shit. I might as well buy a game console. I've been talking about buying an Xbox or a PlayStation, and so I said, you know what? It's time. I'm going to do it. I'm going to bite the bullet.
Let's make some moves.
So I go to Toys R Us. A grown man in Toys R Us by himself.
With a gift card.
Just looking like a pedophile.
With a gift card.
And I start
Did people see you and like pull their kids' toys? Look at him.
I saw one guy do that.
Did you really?
I assured him. I said, hey, listen, man, he's not my type, all right? No, the guy didn't do that. I go to the game consoles and I'm looking at them, and man, this is 300, this is 400, and I see something that's like 40 bucks. I'm like, what the fuck is 40 bucks in the game console arena? Do you know what I saw for 40 bucks at Toys R Us in 2016?
What?
A Sega Genesis.
No.
Oh, yes. Dude, I bought that Sega Genesis so goddamn fast. I said, fuck the Xbox, fuck the PlayStation, I'm getting that Sega Genesis. And I'm taking that home with me, and I'm playing that all weekend.
Like old school Sega.
Old school, classic Sega Genesis.
What?
And I got fucking Sonic the Hedgehog.
You had to get Sonic.
And you gotta get Earthworm Jim.
Oh yeah.
And that's all you fucking need. That's all I needed.
Did you get
anyway.
NBA Jam?
No, I don't need. I didn't see that.
Oh, they have it. You can order it. You can order games for like a dollar on eBay.
Absolutely. And that's what I looked at brilliant. On Craigslist.
I want to get a Super Nintendo.
They don't have that shit. They got the Sega Genesis, Alex.
I want to go buy a Super Nintendo. We can have both the old school ones.
You were a Super Nintendo guy, obviously. You played that?
Yeah, Donkey
up?
Kong and Super Nintendo.
No,
was the
I
shit.
Didn't get into that shit, man. I was strictly Sega Genesis. Loved that shit. Loved it.
I didn't see any console names, you know? I just played.
You were blind to the console names?
I was console blind.
Console blind. But anyway, so that's what I did on Saturday. Played the shit out
so
of
So you
some
didn't
Sega.
Even go with the Xbox. Are you still going to get an Xbox?
I'm going to get an Xbox eventually, but I had to bite the bullet. I saw that Sega
How
Genesis.
Are we going to play Grand Theft Auto now, huh?
We'll play Grand Theft Auto and I'll beat your ass in UFC, and I'll beat your
you
ass
in Madden.
You haven't
beat my ass on Dude, UFC yet.
I'm getting close.
You are not.
You know each time I lock
I've
you up.
I've knocked you out.
What I do is when I beat
Chris
the shit out of
Chris gets me in this
Alex,
clinch thing that he doesn't know what to do, and like it doesn't affect anybody, but it just slows down the whole game and just makes it like really boring.
I punch the shit out of your shit.
You can't win that way.
I'm just saying. It runs out the clock.
Chris can,
by the end of the round, who has the most hits, who they're going to give that round to.
No, me, because I kicked the shit out of you before you did that.
Whatever, man. Whatever. You're just mad. Because I played that game literally twice now, and I'm this close to whooping your ass.
You played it more than twice.
I played it one time.
You played it more
than I played
twice.
It twice, actually.
You played it three times.
Oh, fuck you. Anyways.
You're
so,
a liar.
So on
You're
Saturday,
a fucking liar.
Didn't do shit, because my car was at the car wash getting detailed the entire day. I can still smell that shit, by the way, after it getting detailed twice. And now I bought a thing of baking soda for the car, and I just dumped it all over my back seat, and hopefully it just soaks
it's
it all up.
It's just baking.
It's just baking. Speaking, never mind. I'm not going to get into that because it'll just upset me.
Well, what is it?
Nothing. All right, fine. I was out, like in the middle of nowhere yesterday, and my car was just parked in this parking lot all day for at least 5 hours, and it was just sitting in the hot sun baking and just baking and baking. And then when I got in the car afterwards, that smell was so
it was just baking that smell of Ethiopian
bad.
Food.
Dude, that smell, man.
Just like Ethiopian,
and you know
baby.
What's bad? I'll be sitting at work or something, nowhere near my car, and I'm just like, and I can smell it. It's like trapped in my fucking nostrils. Oh, it's so bad. So bad. And it's still there. I'm going to have to get a new car. I really am.
I'm just going to set it on fire.
I'm just going to.
Take the insurance.
We should do that, man.
I mean, they'll have us on record saying we were going to do that now,
well,
so we'll have to come
up
with another way.
We'll cut that part out, Alex. We'll get Jessica to block that from the transcript. We'll
Jessica
be all
would
good.
Never do that. Jessica, can you redact that from the transcript? I already am.
Yeah, she's already on it.
Oh, really? Because I can't hear any typing. No.
There we go.
Oh, there we go.
See how funny that works.
Weird.
But anyways, yeah, that's what I did Saturday. I played the shit out of some Sega Genesis, and I'm still into it, man. I'm still into that Sonic. Sunday, there was a marathon, a bar rescue one.
Mm-hmm. No, yes, that, of course. I watched
dude,
that.
Sundays, man. Oh, Sundays are my favorite day of the week, man. I do nothing.
Sundays are good, Sundays especially when you can use it as like a recovery day. That's what I hated about. Like, I wish that like the festival was like a Friday night, Saturday thing. I know it can't be, but it would be nice to just have Sunday to just lay there and be a vegetable and just not do anything.
Or they could like coincide it with Memorial Day and kind of do it on a Monday. Or
but everybody's gonna be out of town then,
and so everybody's gonna be pissed. You're not celebrating our troops. But anyways. I had a good weekend, man, because I didn't, like, dude, my week was so shitty, and I was doing so much running around with the car being, you know, fucked up. Jessica, can you please keep that down just a bit? I cannot hear myself.
You're typing extremely loud, Jessica.
Think. God almighty. Those weekends are the best, where you don't do a whole lot, and you just kind of chilling, playing Sonic the Hedgehog, and watching John Taffer yell about butt funnels. Great quote. He has this idea of this bar it's not a concept, but this idea for a bar where you put in a butt funnel, it's called, and it's like to make two people turn their butts the opposite direction, like their eye to eye or whatever. It's complicated, stupid.
What?
But the entire episode, he kept saying, "This is the biggest butt funnel I've ever done.
This is the biggest butt funnel I ever seen.
This is the biggest butt funnel." Yeah, I think the episode was called Butt Funnel.
I hope so.
It was funny. I was watching Bar Rescue, and I saw that they rescued a bar in your hometown.
In Katy, I don't remember what it was. I think it was like Wildcat Saloon
something
or whatever.
Like that, but it was weird to get that hometown and
Bar Rescue, baby.
Bar Rescue, loving that shit.
You know who did not have a good weekend?
Who's that?
Well, I think it was Muhammad Ali. I believe.
The greatest
passed away. On Friday evening.
I'm the greatest.
And then...
And I'm pretty.
Then Monday this week, Tuesday, we learned that Monday, Kimbo Slice.
Kimbo Slice. And I was more
MMA
upset about Kimbo.
MMA Street Fighter legend died.
Timmy Kimbo was the greatest.
Timmy Kimbo? It was Kimbo Slice.
What's that?
Kimbo Slice.
Kimbo Slice, yeah. To me,
Kimbo. Oh, I thought you said Timmy Kimbo. I was like, that's not his name.
To me.
Okay, I get it now. Okay. I misheard you.
Not Timmy
so, like this just got me around to thinking, and I feel like we should have a segment now where we just let you know who died, kind of briefly go over it. Because
so many people are
happening
dropping
a lot.
Like flies.
And, I mean,
2016.
Now, when you go to Pass the Gravy, not only can you hear all the nonsense you want to hear, anyways, you're going to learn about who's passed away. You know, so like, let's. I have a country, Ellen. I tried to work on a country intro. I got the Laidlaws to put it together, guys. You want to give us a little bit of that ditty?
Who died this week? Who died? Who else died this week? Who died this week? Who died this week?
So that sounded pretty gross and awful for a country song, but this is another one that the lady lads put down for me, guys. If y'all wanna let us listen to that track.
People dead, who died this week? Dead, people dead.
I think I like this one better. So this is Who Died This Week, and the answer is Muhammad Ali and Kimbo Slice.
Kimbo. Let's start with Kimbo, because we're going to go a long time with the greatest.
We don't have to go super, like, I mean, we can just
I mean,
brush well,
I got
that.
More to say about Muhammad Ali than I do Kimbo. Kimbo, I remember when his
I
video.
Met Kimbo.
Yeah, I know you did.
Met him personally.
So,
best
don't you
I
go
saw.
Ahead.
I was at his last fight.
Did you shake his hand?
Yeah.
Did it crush your
No,
bones?
Thank God.
No,
okay,
he didn't choke
nice
you out
guy.
Or anything.
He did cuss a lot.
Oh, yes.
Well, he was on a terrestrial radio
that.
Show,
I,
and
dude,
I think
I thought that
we
was
said,
just
don't curse. And I think he was like, I don't know. I can't say that shit.
Dude, are you retarded?
Oh, I'm sorry. I won't say that shit again. We're like, dude, no. We can only dump it twice. Because you have a 20-second delay in our studio.
Yeah, which
so you
I
hit
think
dump
is brilliant,
once,
by the
and
way.
And you hit 10, and you have a 10-second delay, so it immediately puts it up to that.
I remember when
but
I
he
heard
said
about
it three times, so we couldn't dump him all three.
I remember when I heard y'all talking, because he would not dare come on my station, but he came on the sports station, and he came on y'all station, and y'all both were saying the same thing, that he just kept cussing, and y'all had to have the conversation with him. I just thought that was the biggest douche move to do. Like, can you not?
You got hit in the head a lot.
Can you not control your fucking mouth?
Maybe not.
God.
Maybe not.
That upset me.
But, I was at his last fight, and he beat Dada 5000, the guy from that dogfight documentary.
Shout out to my boy Billy Corbin.
And I think he got his title, or that win was stripped, because I think they both tested positive for steroids or whatever. But It's always sad. He was only 42 years old, so
yeah,
it's unfortunate.
You know,
I think it was heart failure is what they said, but I'm not positive of what caused the heart failure.
Right? Because, I mean, isn't all death just
your
heart
failure? Your heart fails to beat at some point.
Right.
When
that's
you
what
die.
That's what I thought.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a Lamar Odom situation. He was caught in a brothel and just fucked out of his
mind.
Could have been. But gone too soon, though.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali died.
42. That's kind of old for an MMA fighter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was washed up when he fought.
Well,
he
I know
wasn't
that.
Fighting UFC. He was fighting Bellator.
That's true. But I remember
when he was supposed to fight next month in their card in London and can't now. Obviously,
for obvious reasons. I remember when those videos first came out of him knocking the dude's eye out of his fucking
beating
socket.
The
man,
shit
beating
out
the
of
shit out of people in their backyard in the fucking hood. Good for him. Coming out and
rest in peace.
Started at the bottom. Now
Miami-Dade County, baby.
Now he's a little bit below the bottom.
And of course, Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad. Cassius Clay.
I have
the greatest.
I have had a picture of Muhammad Ali hanging in my room forever of him underwater boxing.
Boxing who?
He's just swinging his fist underwater, but he's like under a pool, so it looks really cool.
Or a lake.
When I first saw that. No, it's a pool.
Oh, okay.
You can see.
Okay.
And I remember...
I'm looking at it now.
I remember saying, oh, this is a fucking weird picture. And like I've always had a dream to get like a... When I officially get a studio that's... Not just a tiny house, obviously.
Sure.
But I just get all those weird Muhammad Ali pictures and frame them up there because he's got the one of him knocking out the Beatles. There's the one of him and
Funny
Elvis.
Funny story about that Beatles picture.
When he didn't know who they were?
He didn't know who they were. Do you know what he said when they left?
Who were those little fellas?
No, he used another F word.
Well, I've heard several versions of that.
Well,
yeah, I
he
think
said,
he did
who,
probably.
Who the
say
fuck
it.
Are those little
I
fags?
Was trying to say it more politely.
I understand, but it's not bad if you say it in context.
I know. But people might not have known that I was singing good. Yeah, no, I get it.
God
but still, my,
Jesus
still,
God.
I try and stay away from that word as much as I can, Chris.
You think people are going to show up at your door?
Not
torches,
not from past
marks?
The gravy, but still,
I understand.
On principle,
okay.
You I'm throw sorry. It around there, then it slips out. All right,
we've
talked.
We've discussed it too much.
Pitchforks everywhere.
We've discussed it too much.
Now it's awkward.
Now it's just a tad. Anyways, yeah,
he's definitely the greatest fighter of all time. I would say.
Is he?
I mean.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I mean, Ronda Rousey. You know.
Okay, Lena Dunham.
No, yeah, he's very, very, you know, phenomenal fighter.
I mean, you
he's
can't be a sports fan without knowing who Muhammad Ali is. And
you can't be an American without knowing who Muhammad Ali
all
is.
All of the famous pictures of him. He's on the second most Sports Illustrated out of anyone ever, second only to Michael Jordan. He was on it 37 times.
Damn.
He's... Did you see that in Louisville, Kentucky, where they're going to bury him, they have the Muhammad Ali Center, and there was a float like a butterfly sting like a bee mural on it,
right.
And there was a swarm of bees that was in the tree across from it.
Now, did they put that there on purpose?
I don't know.
They had to have.
But it's pretty cool, though, that they're staying there.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Assume bees would fly away.
That's very cool. He's getting a little bit of hate, rightfully so, because he was a draft dodger, obviously. And
he was.
People... Like to forget that, or people like to glamorize that, or people like to.
But I mean, he had to give up, I think, 4 years of his prime.
Three
years of his prime because of that.
So did Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley, yeah, and he actually went and fought. So did most people back in like sports then.
Right, exactly.
But I mean, I think if he wasn't a boxer, he wouldn't have been an outstanding person. He seemed like he touched a lot of people in some way. I didn't know him personally.
He's
it was a little bit before my time. I have watched his fights.
People like to associate him with civil rights and all that stuff and what he did for the black people and all. That's all fine and dandy. You know, Piers Morgan got a lot of hate for calling him racist, which you know, if you look at some of the stuff he said, he's...
The Nation of Islam and the Black Panther Party and all of them were very...
Malcolm X was very racist.
Very racist at the time, too. So, yeah.
They weren't racist. They were... They thought the black
they
people
were
anti-white should stick with black people. They
and
were very
anti anything else.
Mm-hmm. He was a very flawed human being. So I think running around calling him the greatest and...
But aren't we all?
It's not bad. Like, listen.
Aren't we all?
Yes,
flawed,
of course we all.
Chris.
Of course we all.
I think I can name a few flaws of myself.
Like, I love to watch Michael Vick, but I don't...
Guy fights dogs.
...support what he
they
does.
They have an awesome documentary, it looks like, it's coming out on
fucking
Michael Vick.
Fucking love Bob Dylan's music, but he's a socialist, communist fucking...
Is he really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I can separate what people do as entertainment and then what people say or whatever they do off the court.
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
You know what I mean? So that's where I am on that.
Well.
Well.
You know what I think Muhammad Ali didn't really get to enjoy before he passed away? I mean, I hope so.
Holding a fork straight?
No.
Oh. Sorry. Too soon, perhaps? Beating himself.
All right, you lost me there. You lost me there.
Sorry. Do your life reading.
Okay. I think Muhammad Ali didn't get to enjoy MeUndies. And I think had he gotten to experience MeUndies, you know, who knows? They could have given him a little extra life, maybe. They give me a little extra life every day. And whether you're wearing a suit or sweats, you spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear. But instead of making a statement like Superman's tights over his clothes every day, your underwear is probably boring. MeUndies, they're here to change that, Chris. Mm-hmm. Every pair of MeUndies is made from sustainably sourced modal, a fabric that's twice as soft as cotton. Nothing can describe the fit and feel of MeUndies. But once you try them on, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. If you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, it's free. There's no questions asked. They have dozens of styles and limited edition prints to help you make a statement with your underwear, whether anyone can see them or not. Shipping in the U.S. and Canada is free.
You said Canada. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Shipping in the U.S. and Canada is free, and you can save up to $8 a pair with MeUndies subscription plan. Get the subscription plan or a single pair and get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/podcast. Once again, that's MeUndies.com/podcast to receive 20% off your first order. MeUndies.com/podcast.
Read it like a champ.
I know, that was probably one of my better reads.
Yeah, very nice.
One of the better ones.
One of the better ones. So that's who we lost this week was...
I guess that's probably going to be a recurring... Hopefully not. You know, it'd be great if we didn't have to do that for a long time.
Well, I told you before we recorded, if you know, if there's no celebrities that die, we just read from the obituaries.
Okay.
Those are always entertaining.
We should make a celebrity death pool.
Betty White's got to go.
All right, you and I tomorrow... Or next week, mm-hmm. We'll come back. We'll have five names.
Okay.
And if we can, at the end of the year, if we can get somebody crossed off of those, then, mm-hmm. You know, we'll do a project. Also, hey, the Big Brother pool.
I saw a Big Brother promo today, and I got excited.
Some action I'm on, not going to lie. I've been getting some emails. People are still feeling out for it. I don't really know if I want to deal with money. Make people send in money.
Right. No, what if we, like,
you win a Pass the Gravy hat? I think... got some Make America Gravy Again hats.
Uh-oh.
We're working on getting in. So they're red, very similar to the Donald Trump hat.
What Donald Trump hat?
The Make America Great Again red hat he always rocks.
Is that a Donald Trump thing?
I think he wears it a lot. That's what I said. You fucking idiot. I believed you.
Like, oh, okay.
So yeah. We're gonna have that going on, and I think winner will just get that or a shirt, and we'll send them that.
Yeah, be happy with that.
So if you would like to be on the in the pool, and basically what we're gonna do is we're gonna get 8 or 16 people, and we're gonna just draw names, and
you
that's
got
your
that
person.
Many listeners?
I think so. I think so. We've got at least 12. Okay. I know that for a fact.
That's not including us.
Okay, well then we've got 10. We've got 10. And right. My girlfriend who asked us. Okay, so really we've got 9.
I mean, I play the nine-ish. Podcast for my dog every now and again when I leave the house.
All right, we've got 7 1/4 listeners.
Okay, that's
one's
good enough.
Just a very small person.
Sure,
just a very small person.
He used to live in this apartment. Oh, I'm sorry, that's an inside joke.
Well, anyways,
what else?
This
we
is
got?
The part of the show. Where we tell you something that's happened within the last week that we might make you say that's not cool, you know?
It's not cool.
And that doesn't have to be anything that everybody agrees on, but it's just something that's made us personally think, hey, dude, that's not cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool. Not cool. Not cool.
I think you should go first.
You
want
to go first?
I went first for where you've been. You can lead us off on this one.
All right. Do you remember a few weeks ago, maybe it was a month ago now, I was bitching about my barber who, when I get my haircut, he likes to pause in the middle of giving me my haircut so he can watch the TV, and it just pisses me off because every moment that I spend in that chair is just a waste of my time because I got to get my haircut every week. Anyways, I'm thinking I'm just going to get a new barber now because I went and got one today.
Ooh.
And I was waiting, you know, my turn and everything. I was just sitting there, and there's this little kid behind me. and he's playing this fucking video game. This one of those iPad deals. He's like playing like Super Mario Karts or something, and the most annoying fucking song, and like all the sound effects are just blasted.
Oh, I hate parents
up,
or like, people in general,
all the way up. And I hate when people like, I don't like when people are on their speakerphone in public because I don't want to hear you.
Hey, who gives a shit?
Nobody. And then I like all that extra background noise.
You
I
can
just
hit the mute button.
But anyways, this little kid was just going on and on. I was sitting by this kid for about 15. Right, exactly. That noise with the getting of the coins.
You're at a casino. What's going on?
It's so bad. And like the kid's parent. It's got to be annoying for the parent. It's got to be.
They probably just hear it all the time because the kid's always playing it, so they've just zoned it out.
But, like, how inconsiderate are you?
Oh, yeah, it's incredibly inconsiderate.
It's so goddamn inconsiderate. There are other people here. They can hear that shit. People are talking on their cell phones. People are talking amongst themselves. There's a TV on that people are trying to watch. It's so inconsiderate. It just drowns everything out. I hate those kinds of people. You know what? I'm coming down to this conclusion. I've been doing Not Cool for, like, a year now, right?
Right.
I'm getting to the conclusion that I just hate all people.
I think you might.
I just fucking hate all people that are not you and I. Why can't people be like
you? I think you even hate me a lot of times.
Only when you shit on Marilyn Monroe and tell me that hecklers are okay. It's the only time I really hate you. So that's my not cool.
I'm just saying I think Marilyn Monroe's a little underrated.
Overrated?
No. I think Marilyn Monroe is a little overrated. She's not as hot, I think, as everybody made her out to be. But we've already said that's an unpopular opinion that I have.
What do you think gave her the sex symbol status?
Fucking... She was hot to everybody back then. I'm just saying it's not my cup of tea. Not my cup of tea, Chris.
All right.
I'm allowed to say...
Agree to disagree.
It's not my
she
cup
of
tea.
She did have a president.
She did. We disagree.
I argued this.
And she was blonde.
Come on in here, Emma.
Come over here.
Come in here. We're having conversations. Emma, everybody. We're welcoming Emma to the podcast.
Y'all are Harrists is what y'all are. Y'all don't like blondes. There's nothing wrong.
I don't
not
like
at all.
When See? Young girls are like, she is the greatest. I want to be like her. I want to kill myself with drugs.
Bingo.
Why
See?
Are you doing that?
This is
that
why,
southern
accent.
Because
that's what girls sound like. That's what those girls that say that sound like.
So hold on. Let Emma explain.
Excuse me. I can't be my own woman. And Mr. President didn't like me.
Dude, the way she said Mr. President.
I'll just die.
What? No, there's... You know what?
No, I think she's a lot sadder than a lot of people thought. And they're
yeah,
like, oh,
she was.
So
she was
great.
Depressed
she
was
so
and she was a drug
name.
Addict.
She had to change her hair. She had to, you know,
what was her real name?
I don't know.
It was something
she was
three
not
names.
Blonde.
I saw it today.
Always.
Who cares? I don't care if she fucking dyed her hair.
Norma Jean Morton.
Norma Jean.
Yeah, Norma
so
Jean.
So no one's going to give Norma Jean
See, that's
the job.
Like, that's like the one of the most like unattractive old lady names ever. Like Gladys and Norma Jean.
I like Norma Jean.
I'll give her this.
What? What do you give her? She's got that hourglass body?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give her that,
too.
She's
not stick thin. No. She's very pretty.
Well, that's how it was then.
Are y'all looking at fucking...
We're looking at the Wikipedia page right now.
She made her own way, sort of.
Which is fun to everybody that's listening.
Hot. And you know what else? Another thing. Who is the sex symbol today? In 2016, first sex symbol that pops in your mind. Kim Kardashian, right? The difference between Kim Kardashian and Marilyn Monroe is that Marilyn Monroe stars in movies. Marilyn Monroe
so
sings.
Did Kim. It was with Ray J.
Fuck that. Marilyn Monroe
because
is talented.
Because there was no internet.
Marilyn
this
Monroe.
This woman would have been all over the internet.
Of course. But
no movies.
But if,
no
but if
movies.
Kim Kardashian was back in the 60s, she wouldn't have been famous.
Was Marilyn Monroe in Playboy?
Yeah.
So she fucking did the same kind of shit.
Yeah,
dude.
But she also starred in movies. She was also a singer. She was talented.
Because there was no internet. Otherwise, she'd be all over the internet going.
Well, of course she would. Everybody's all over the internet.
Like,
people are all over the internet taking baths
and
Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
My point
is... But I'm saying,
my
she
point...
had to do it this way.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Hey, Chris, maybe don't fucking mess up the microphone.
But you have to know that there's a huge difference between Kim Kardashian and Marilyn Monroe in that one is very talented. One is an actress, and the other one doesn't do shit other than monetize her hotness.
But I say,
which is a talent. Don't get me wrong. I think Kim Kardashian, you know, that family, all the hate they get, they're smart. They're making their money off their.
Oh
fucking,
yeah, that mom
dude,
is a genius.
Yeah,
is
they're geniuses.
A genius.
They are smart, and the little girls too.
No, their mom is smart. They're like, the mom's like, here, you do this. You can do this.
Exactly.
We'll get you guys on the credit card. We'll start with hydroxycut. We'll do this. We'll do this. We'll do this. We'll even get your brother in on this. And
you're absolutely right.
Oh, you're dating that guy's girlfriend's baby mama? Yes.
So you get how I could say that Marilyn Monroe is a little bit overrated.
A little bit overrated. Now Great for like woman empowerment, but then like don't throw all your eggs in that basket.
Exactly.
Because she was kind of a mess.
Well, she was very much so a mess. Anybody who was in the public eye back then, I feel, was a mess. Fucking Dorothy, who was in Wizard of Oz, was a fucking mess.
Oh, my God, yeah. Liza Minnelli. She's a drunk.
Well, they're all drunks.
Wait, Dorothy's daughter is Liza Minnelli?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
What?
Yeah. Dude, Emma just knows shit, man.
What?
Well, let me fact check.
Mind blown!
Mind blown.
I don't think we're a gal to
Emma, more. While you're here, do you have a not cool? Something that you experienced the past week that's just not cool? Alex is looking for something.
Yeah, what are you looking for? Parents, yeah. Judy Garland.
I'm a pen.
Not cool.
Did not know that. Liza Minnelli is related to Dorothy.
You know who does a really good Liza Minnelli impression?
Liza
and Minnelli. A really good Judy Garland impression is Ariana Grande.
Really?
Yeah. They did. She was on Saturday Night Live.
That looks like a fucking 9-year-old.
She's so teensy. She should not be that teensy.
She's so tall.
When
she
was on Nickelodeon, she was kind of not.
She was on Nickelodeon.
But she was like a regular sized girl. I mean, she's always short. Yeah, she's on Nickelodeon. That's where Skyrocket.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
That's how she got big.
Wow.
Where was I going off? She was on Saturday Night Live, and then they had a sketch where she was Liza Minnelli, but they cut it for time. But I watched it, and I was laughing out loud.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She's like drunk Liza Minnelli.
Is that not
or maybe
cool?
It's Liza Minnelli. Or she's either doing Judy Garland or Liza Minnelli.
Oh, I think I remember seeing something like this. Where she was doing some impression. I do definitely
she's
remember
like,
seeing
come on,
that.
Boys. Let's
Wasn't
just
Liza
go do
Minnelli
this thing.
In Arrested Development?
I don't know.
She was
I've got her pulled up.
The blind lady from that Buster was obsessed
but,
with.
Anyway, my point is that all these stars were all fucked in the head.
Oh, yeah.
They were all, you know, had a scotch with their pregnancy. They smoke like trains.
That's how things work.
The baby will be smaller.
Exactly.
It'll be easier.
What's
on
the
me?
Point? I'm using filters. They created these filters so I don't get the carcinogenic cancer. Like all
Your
that.
Your dad's like, smoke up, kid.
That was the point of filters in the beginning. Was the fact that they thought that they filtered out all the bad shit. It's
not true.
How far we've come.
Anyways, what's your not cool, Alex?
Well, like my not cool is an interesting one because years ago I would have. Young Alex would have thought this was very cool. Mm. And mine, not cool,
True
is,
Religion jeans?
That's exactly it.
I knew it.
How did you know? You knew. No, it's kids that ask you to buy them booze that are underage.
You had that?
Yeah.
I've not had that.
At Free Press Summerfest this weekend, I was standing in line to buy beer, and this kid walks up to me and like was like, I need a strawberry to... And a Bud Light, and I just like kind of looked at him, and
I
was like,
"One of them was a girl getting a strawberry."
I don't know. Anyways, I hope so, but then I was like, just kind of stared at him, like, "What are you fucking saying to me?"
Is this the first time somebody's
asking? Are you telling me, like, you just go give me these drinks?
Yeah,
and I was like, I don't fucking
you're
know
not even
you.
Asking me,
and then he like pulled out money and like handed it to me. He's like, "Duke, I'll give you the money." And I was like, "I'm not gonna do that for
I'm
you."
Not gonna do that
for and he was like, "Dude, come on!"
Oh, Alex, like, how old were they?
I don't know. He's fucking like maybe high school age.
Dude, don't be a dick.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Well, you know what?
There's cops all over a fucking music festival. There's people that are employees of, like, the NRG Center that were all over there.
I'm fucking with you.
Like, the fucking vendors are standing in front of me.
I get you.
Like, I was near the front of the line.
Alex.
And this kid comes up there, and I was just like, fuck you, dude. Like, we used to go up to, like, gas stations.
Right.
And you'd do that. Or you'd go to Home Depot. You'd pick up a day laborer.
A proper hey mister.
And that's very quick. Because a day laborer, like, hey, dude, you can keep, like,
yeah.
$5 and I'll give you a six pack or whatever.
Did you actually
you
do that? You
yeah. Were... Several times. Dude.
Several times.
It worked like a charm every single time.
I had an older brother, so he just bought my shit for me.
But like, I mean, like, I get that like, dude, you can get a lot of trouble for doing that stuff.
You can.
Like, and I was just kind of annoyed. It happened to me twice where kids
asked.
Like, one of the times the kid wasn't a dick like that first one was, but he was just like, hey, if I give you money, will you buy me beer? And I was just like, I can't, man. I understand we want it. I just can't do that, man.
Yeah.
I'll get kicked out.
Yeah.
And he kind of got it, but this other kid was just kind of like, dude, I mean, come on. I'm like, no, fuck you. Fuck off,
you
little 18-year-old.
That's funny.
18-year-old Alex is upset with me, though, right now. But
yeah, he is. He's
you know,
very upset.
You realize when you get older, you're like, this is a lot of a that burden makes, that I don't know this kid for. I'm not
going
to step out on that limb.
I'll tell you what it is. It's an unnecessary risk.
It is.
Why do it? You have nothing to gain from getting that guy a beer.
I could have gotten fired from my job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You made the right decision. I'm up top, Alex.
Bam.
Boom.
motherfucker, high fived a gorilla last week. Yeah, high fived you this week. Mm-hmm. It's not as great as a gorilla, but whatever.
Your high five.
So that's a it's a very short, not cool. I feel like this week.
Yeah.
But
we got a strong answer.
I feel like I grew. I grew from my not cool.
That's good.
You know, I was like, you know what? I was a dick for thinking those people were mean for not buying us booze when I was 17.
That's funny.
And that is that's the not cool segment. So now we are going to tell you a little bit about the Amazon banner.
AmazonBanner.com.
And if you're you're shopping, you're doing some things. Chris has moved into a new apartment. You, you could buy some Sega Genesis games.
Which you've yet to visit.
Of well, we should make it happen, buddy.
I'm just saying.
But you know, you're shopping on Amazon, trying to buy some Sega Genesis games, Chris. Perhaps
it's pronounced Sega Genesis.
Sega. Sega Genesis.
Sega.
Sega.
Okay. I'm just, go ahead.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. So you're buying your Sega games on Amazon, maybe. Why go straight to Amazon? Why not go to your favorite website,
I think I might
your
do
favorite
that.
Podcast, PassTheGravyPod.com. There's an Amazon banner there. You just click through that. It's one extra click. Takes you that much time. It's like a couple of seconds, and you're there, and boom. It gives us a tiny little kickback. They just want to know that we created traffic to their website through our website. You can listen to the podcast while you're doing it. You can open up another window, and you're good. You should actually have it bookmarked as your homepage. If you don't, I don't really know what you're doing. Change it up. Amazon banner, PassTheGravyPod.com. Let us know what you bought, and we'll even read it if it's that big a deal to you. So PassTheGravyPod, Amazon banner. Go do it now. And it's time for answers. Now, if you'd like to send us questions for answers, you can email us, PassTheGravyPod@gmail.com, at PassTheGravyPod on Twitter. I am at Alex J. Middleton, and Chris is at ChrisHogan82. Hashtag them answers. Just send them to us in the email or whatever. These are all good ones that we've got.
Quick note, though. If you got a answers question you want to send in and it's pocket-related, just go ahead and jump off a cliff or something. Don't do that. Don't listen to Chris.
Do not tell our listeners and our readers to go kill themselves. You can't be doing that. That doesn't work.
Just off yourself.
Well, if you just answered the question,
why don't you just answer the question?
Be honest, no big deal. Yeah, answer.
Answer the question.
Don't change the subject. Just answer the fucking question.
Yep.
What question?
Answers.
All right, our first question comes from Steve Ozuna. Stevie says, cheese. The culinary world's duct tape?
Oh, yes.
I kind of get it.
It can fix everything.
It's used for everything. If something's a little burnt, maybe you throw a little cheese on it. Not so bad.
Absolutely.
Like, anytime, like, would you like cheese with that? I've never said no.
Never say no to that question. Unless you're at, like, a ballpark and they get that nasty nacho cheese that you just pump.
Even the nacho cheese.
Fuck that. That shit is grotesque.
Yeah, it's the grossest of the cheeses.
That's not even cheese. It's just chemicals. It's just yellow dye.
It plays the part, and it's cheese's stunt double, and I'm cool with that.
Yeah,
that was somebody's
too.
Bit that you I just get, stole, but it's funny.
You get a few $18 beers in you, you can hardly tell the difference, right?
Yeah, by that time.
Right? Yes, I'll go. Dude, duct tape, first of all, I use the shit out of duct tape.
I haven't used duct tape as much
two
as I
things
as I
in this
lately,
world
but...
that I can use the shit out of duct tape and WD-40.
Get all those creaks out.
I use all those nooks and crannies. I get
those
up in there.
That's 2 weeks in a row, buddy. Look at you.
Nooks and crannies.
Throwing that into your vocabulary, huh?
Once a week, I'll either use WD-40 or duct tape.
Do you like prefer to get it mostly in the nooks, or do you focus on the crannies?
Dude, listen, man. The nooks, that's easy to get, right? But those crannies.
I mean, a nook. A nook's a problem for me. I'm more of a nook guy. Like,
dude,
they really
nook
grind my gears.
Master.
But the crannies, not a problem at all.
No, I'm a nook master, but those crannies are a son of a bitch. I'm serious. It's hard getting at those crannies.
Okay, anyways.
Anyways.
Yes, Steven.
Yes.
Cheese is definitely the culinary world's duct tape. I'm liking the start. We've got to the answers
Absolutely.
Segment so
We're
far.
We're agreeing. We're simpatico this time around because the past few weeks we've been disagreeing when it comes to answers.
John Alm writes in. John Alm says, hold on, my computer just
John Alm said
up.
The land of milk and honey. Time to spruce up the menu.
Yes, land of milk and honey. Time to spruce it up.
I don't get this one.
All right, let me say it the way that I'm sure he phrased it. The land of milk and honey? Time to spruce up the menu?
That's the way I just read it. That doesn't help me at all.
Well, I mean, you know, milk and honey is always like, oh, it's not right. All milk. Like, it's, right. I guess, like the luxurious lifestyle or whatever it is.
Well, yeah. I get
like,
it. I
guess maybe I like milk and honey isn't exactly like luxurious anymore. No. You know, like honey's nice, but honey's everybody's got nice. Hippies have honey.
Bees have honey.
Milk. Like you got a cow, you got milk. Farmers have that. It's not goat, luxurious. If you're in the land of milk and honey, like, you know, maybe like the land of like filet mignon.
Where did you come from if you're arriving at the land of milk and honey?
There's a whole land out of that. Asbestos? Like it sounds like a cereal to me if you think about it.
Milk and honey? Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Honeycomb.
Honey bunches of oats.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I got. I don't know. Cheerios has a honey one, maybe?
Honey nut, yes, indeed.
Honey nut Cheerios. Honey look, nut at Cheerios. Look at us.
Dude, I swear, man. Put us together, solving all kinds of crime.
I would say...
I'm going to defer to you.
I would say we could spruce it up a little bit. Okay. Like, I'm not saying we got to get rid of it, but...
Just a little paprika.
Milk and honey. Yeah. Milk and honey's a little outdated, you know? Let's get with the times. It's 2016. Let's update it.
The kale and the...
Like, maybe...
Quinoa.
Maybe local honey. Almond milk and local honey.
Farm to table milk?
Farm to table milk.
Maybe. Perhaps.
I'm going to go almond milk and local honey is what we should change it to. At least. At the least. But like it's got to be tweaked. So I think John's on to something there for sure.
Yes.
Oh, Juan Perdomo. Ron Perdomo. Juan Perdomo. I'm sorry if I'm butchering your last name.
It's fine.
Juan Perdomo.
Shouldn't have such a complicated last name.
He says... And this is a really great question. If all the rain that's fallen in Texas fits in your pocket, is your pocket too big? Or is it a ladle without a handle?
Oh, ooh, well, that's a twofer.
He's hitting all the boundaries there. Man. I would say, and we got to say this again like Jeff Foxworthy would. If all the rain that's fallen in Texas fits in your pocket might be too big.
Might be.
I would definitely say so. And is it a ladle without a handle? There's no such thing as a ladle without a handle. There's only things that can be turned into ladles. So it would be a pocket that would then become a ladle. Now, if you put a handle on a pocket, you got yourself a goddamn ladle. And if you put your handle on a pocket filled with water that's come from Texas rains, you get yourself one water-filled ladle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I would say it's not a ladle without a handle. It's a ladle waiting to be.
It's a TBD ladle.
It's a ladle that's just waiting for the show to start. You know what I'm saying?
All the serious this is, fucking these topics,
are like,
man.
Like, they're got, talking about elections and
we
shit.
Got range,
this is what we
dude.
Really need to focus
that's what I'm
on.
Talking
this like
about, man.
Ladles everywhere. They're everywhere.
Amen.
And we've not talked about ladles enough lately. No. So I'm glad Juan's bringing this in.
Stuck up on fucking pockets.
No, pockets are a big deal. People have big
that.
Pockets. You know
I
things
that.
Like we need to tell people. Their pockets are too big. And yes, if all the rain that's falling in Texas fits in your pocket's way too goddamn big. Because that's a shit ton of water. I mean, at least you'd be hydrated, probably. You might want to set up some place where you could boil the water and purify it. But, you know, I think it's definitely too big for your pocket, for sure. So that was a good 2-4.
2-4.
2-4.
2-4. I like the character on 30 Rock, Twofer.
Yeah, he was good. I liked him.
Why? Because he was black and was he gay? Yeah, he was gay. That's funny. That's good. That's good writing.
All right, anyways, our next question comes from Travis Kinney. He says, pissing like a racehorse. Not cool enough to piss like a regular horse? Bigger bladders? Mm. Or show pony?
Perhaps he's just a
that's,
show pony.
That's three choices he's given us there. So, pissing like a racehorse. The expression, I gotta piss like a racehorse.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Just gotta piss like a fucking racehorse.
All horses not piss?
Well, yeah.
So, like, why would you say I gotta piss like a horse?
I don't know.
Are you, like, maybe you're not cool enough to piss like a regular horse. That's, I think Travis could possibly be onto something. Bigger bladders? I don't think so, because you would have a smaller bladder if you had to piss a lot, wouldn't you?
Right.
So.
Correct, Mundo.
I would say we gotta rule that out. I think show pony.
That's
show pony, it's like,
when I first heard
I gotta piss like a racehorse. Yeah, you gotta tell everybody you gotta go piss? Who are you? Who you think you are,
how
huh?
How come when you and your girlfriend are mocking people, y'all do that southern twang accent?
It's just
doing?
A thing we do. It's
I understand
a thing
that.
We do, and I don't like you mocking us.
I'm Chris, you. Oh my god. Is that how I sound?
Yep.
A little Nancy Grace in that. Just a tad, I heard.
Don't you say you sound like me, Chris. You don't sound nothing like me.
You had a little bit of Nancy Grace in that impression.
Well, I'm Chris. Oh, no.
Okay.
What do you think?
I was thinking Show Horse, too. I like, yeah. It's witty. It's a good answer.
Show Horse?
Mm.
All right. Let's go with that one, then.
Okay, then.
Oh, man, I'm sad because we only have one more left. And we're going to Snapchat this one.
Of course we are. Why wouldn't we?
It's from Colin Dietrich. Dietrich? Colin Dietrich? I don't fucking know. I don't pick their last names, man.
Jesus Christ.
People are from places that I'm not from. So that's probably it.
To quote a previous episode, Christ on a cracker. Anyways, go ahead.
Colin Dietrich is what I'm going to go by, says, amphibians. Pick one place to live. I mean, they're living on land, living on water. Mm-hmm. Pick a home, you know?
Pick a home.
You can't have it all.
But it's cool, though. They can live wherever they fucking please.
I agree. But, you know, fucking change. Like commit. And they're just on the fence. I think amphibians are on the fence. And it's like, oh, I can be in the water.
What's your favorite amphibian?
It's a tough one. Alligator? Think about it.
Toad?
Gators are pretty cool.
I think I'm going to go with the gator.
What else is an amphibian? Turtles? Are they amphibians? Yeah. No, they're reptiles.
Oh.
Reptiles and amphibians are not the same thing, right?
Maybe we could... I don't know. I'm just going to go...
We're going to use our brains for this one.
Yeah.
I think gator's a good one. Makes good boots.
They do make a fine boot.
Have you ever eaten gator?
I have.
Tastes like chicken.
Yes, it does.
It's pretty good.
I've had those little, like, popcorn chicken, but gator popcorn. You know what I mean? Popcorn gator. That's what it was called. Dip it in some ranch dressing. Delicious.
So, I would say pick a
I say live place. And let live, man. If they want to live in the water one day and they want to live on land
I don't like an amphibian that can't commit. Okay. You know? It makes me nervous.
I hear you.
And I think that I'd feel safer if these amphibians could just be like, hey, I'm a land thing. I'm in the water. This is what I do. So that's a good little crop of questions I think we had for answers.
Yeah, nice.
Once again, if you want to send us some questions, at Pass the Gray Pod on Twitter. I am at Alex J. Middleton. Chris is at Chris Hogan 82. And you can email them to us at passthegraypod@gmail.com. Now, guys, we're going to sign off, I guess. I don't know what else we're going to do. I was going to say something, but I don't remember what I was going to say.
I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing this weekend, though.
What are you going to be doing?
OJ Simpson, baby.
Oh, yeah, on ABC. Saturday.
Oh, yes.
Are we going to do like mini episodes now like this?
Dude, we should. Like, what is it? What? No, I'm serious. What time is the show's on Saturday?
We could probably do a Sunday one.
We could do like a
Sunday. I don't
know.
We're not
going to
commit. We may.
Yeah, we may or may not.
Who knows?
Who knows?
We may wait till the end of the series and do it. Mm. Whatever. Whatever, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, until next week, gang, you guys all go out there. Be safe. If you're an amphibian, pick one fucking place to live.
Absolutely.
You can't be everywhere. And, pass the gravy. Bitches!
I just wanna be a better man to my baby. Give me all good love. I was laying with them Jezebels under perfume sheets. Got a golden smile, heart overflowing with kindness and love. But it wasn't enough. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River if you would give me another start, girl. All night long I was out to the morning. But baby, you're tender. Love's when I'm longing. Baby, please, I'm down on my knees, babe. Ooh, I thirst for you, girl. Baby, I'm running to your well. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River if you would give me another start, girl. We'll be right back.
the Mississippi River if you would give me another star, girl.
You know what I think Muhammad Ali didn't really get to enjoy before he passed away?
Holding a fork straight?